For all its interest in putting up big transmission towers in places like Shawano, Duluth, or Dane County, there aren't many wires outside ATC's headquarters in the Milwaukee suburb of Pewaukee. It's inside the building where the juice is, as the company uses computers, weather maps, and a large wall console to adjust the transmission system in roughly the eastern two-thirds of Wisconsin and much of upper Michigan. Control operator Bob Pettyjohn sits in front of a computer and checks to make sure things are going smoothly at various electrical substations.
So what we'll do is we'll scroll down here and see that everything is within decent parameters. The Marquette Marinette area, Green Bay area, and what I'm doing is I'm looking at the stations where I have voltage control devices and looking at what the voltage profile is.
ATC senior managers describe the control operator's job as 90% routine and 10% sheer terror, as when a big storm causes power outages or there are unexpected problems like a transmission system failure in certain other parts of the country. ATC says it hopes to keep the terror at a minimum, even as it pushes several more transmission lines or upgrade projects across the state. Company Vice President Mark Williamson says there are parts of Wisconsin where the system needs to move quickly to catch up with demand.
If you look at load growth in Dane County in particular, there are places in West and South Dane County that are growing at 7 or 8% a year compound annual growth. We haven't built anything since the 60s and 70s. Thank God those old German engineers planned ahead, but now it's long past time to catch up with that. So that's the primary driver.
But it's not just the projects themselves that rile some people. In some cases, it's ATC's way of doing business, handing out money to various outdoors and consumer groups that might otherwise not welcome big new towers and wires. Williamson says he's not trying to win allies in advance of major cases at the Public Service Commission. He says a recent donation of ratepayers' money to the Natural Resources Foundation was designed to help that organization protect pristine wetlands.
The trade-off is we do our work mostly in low-impact wetlands, but to perform in a superior way, we've targeted that money rather than to try to fix up a fixer-upper opportunity. Let's put the money where the most bang for the buck is, and that's in the work that the NRF does with these pristine state areas.
Some environmental groups aren't buying the notion that ATC is being altruistic, and neither are some landowners who live near potential transmission projects. Birds sing on a sunny spring day outside Jim Danke's home near Stoughton in Dane County. ATC is considering a major power line expansion next to Danke's property. Aside from the usual landowner concerns about additional radiation and turning a rural scene into an industrial one, Danke says ATC's political tactics come during the background of the Capitol caucus scandal. He says that's bad for the entire state.
We've just finished a process where we've judicially condemned pay-to-play politics, and I think there's a lot more reforming that needs to be done if we're all to be able to have the same access to the legislative process, which in turn should oversee utilities.
Danke says he isn't happy with the Public Service Commission's recent record in approving power projects and says the time to battle ATC is before the issues get to the commission. Last week, Dane County Executive and Attorney General candidate Kathleen Falk urged the PSC to factor in natural resources and need concerns when evaluating the proposed project in her area. But recently, the commission itself said the state should move cautiously before okaying expensive new transmission lines. ATC will test that warning in the coming weeks and months. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.